Georgia, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the Daily Program this morning. Now, could you tell us a little bit about these 72 genetic markers that were recently uncovered? What kind of research has gone into this?
Well, this is the culmination of a huge international collaboration with a total of 300 different institutions around the world, 550 investigators, 275,000 women, half with breast cancer and half without. So it's a really enormous study. It's the biggest study of breast cancer genetics ever performed. And we were able to measure about 12 million genetic markers in these women and find 72 that were more common in cases, women who had breast cancer, than women who don't. And this is important for two main reasons. One, as you say, because it will help us determine women who are at highest risk and who might want to therefore take appropriate action, but also because ultimately it will really help us understand the biology of breast cancer. And only by doing that will we be able to develop risk reduction medications that might even prevent breast cancer eventually.
From 12 million down to 72, that is an extraordinary amount of narrowing down, it sounds like.
It is, and it's because we only believe these findings when they have extraordinary statistical significance. So there's a very high bar for claiming that something is associated, because we don't want to make the mistake of lots of false positive leads. So yes, that's why it's such a high bar. And because we had already found about 100 previously, so we could see those 100 again in this new study, and we can add to this the additional 72.
Now, the research, I understand, the research that shows these genetic markers are present in these cases hasn't actually been able to determine why they are present yet. What's actually the next step in this kind of research?
Well, we know to some extent why they're present, in that they are just part of the normal variation, the same sort of variation that determines whether you have brown hair or whether you're tall or, you know, whether you've got curly hair. That's all part of normal variation. But if you've got a lot of these variants that are somehow altering the way breast cells behave, then it increases your risk of developing breast cancer. In combination with other factors, we know that there are reproductive factors that are important. There's certainly chance. There are some lifestyle factors. So these are inherited markers, which in combination can increase your risk of breast cancer quite considerably.
Now, these reports are also stating that within 5 years, we could have a test that would help determine which women at risk, identifying these 72 genetic markers. What would such a test actually involve?
Well, first of all, I think that within that time frame, it's probably only likely to be applied to women who already have a mutation in the BRCA1 or the BRCA2 gene, the genes that are commonly associated now with Angelina Jolie's diagnosis. Because the same variant can affect the likelihood that those women will get breast cancer or not. And so those are the community who are probably most anxious to get much better personalized risks, because they're trying to make decisions about whether to have prophylactic surgery, what kind of screening to have, etc. I think it'll take longer to get it into the general population. But it would be just a simple blood test. There's nothing very complicated about the test.
And is there any indication of just how early this could actually be detected in women that have that particular mutation?
Well, you can detect the risk at birth because these are inherited markers, but I'm sure nobody would be interested in doing it in small children. The idea would be to test people in their 20s or 30s before they would normally start taking any kind of action, and then allow them to have much more information about their personal risk before they decide on what action to take.
Marvellous. Well, Georgia, thank you very much. I really appreciate your time joining us this morning.
Thank you for calling. Bye.